passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. After a rough winter, spring is finally here. So take this opportunity to discover the unique flora and fauna of Texas. Whether you travel to the Gulf Coast or the Panhandle, the following tips will enhance your experience.
Some of the best tips are to just wear camouflage colors, wear natural, neutral colors, unscented lotions, walk very, very softly, not snap twigs or trample the wildflowers. You want to be as invisible to the animals that you're trying to see as possible.
Shelley Plant is Nature Tourism Coordinator.
Dusk and dawn are the best times to go viewing. They're wonderful for birds as well as the dragonflies and butterflies, although some animals you can see throughout the day, so even a picnic in the afternoon will take you to a great site for wildlife watching.
I bet you thought you would never hear this, but don't share. Sure, your lunch may be tasty, but don't give it to any of the critters you see.
Let the animals also eat their natural foods. Don't share any of your picnic with them. It's great to help feed birds at your backyard. That's a wonderful way to view wildlife. But when you're out in the wilderness and actually taking a hike or camping, clean up after yourself, leave no trace. Do all of those basic good wildlife etiquette things that you should do while in the wild.
Find additional wildlife viewing tips on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.